From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. 17 children counted among the dead in the Russian plane disaster. A Russian passenger plane carrying 224 people crashed in a mountainous part of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday, apparently killing everyone on board. The plane disappeared from radar less than a half an hour after taking off Saturday from the resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Almost all the passengers were Russian tourists heading home to St. Petersburg. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The crash of the Russian passenger jet was Egypt's first air disaster in more than a decade, since a French jet crashed over the Red Sea in 2004. Prime Minister Ismail Sharif was visiting the city of Ismailia Saturday when he learned of the crash. The Prime Minister said a technical team will investigate what happened and that the investigation will be coordinated with the Russian embassy. Several Egyptian satellite TV channels reported the plane's flight recorders were found, but other sources indicated the search for the black boxes is still on. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
While no cause for the crash has been determined, the Islamic State militant group's Egyptian affiliate claimed responsibility for bringing the plane down, although it offered no evidence, and Egyptian officials say that that is unlikely. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour in Central Asia. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna, where they approved a UN plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks. This is VOA News.